John Fox keeps saying that this is going to be a totally different game. You guys are a different team than you were a month ago. How do you see you guys see yourselves differently than you were on December 16th?
Well, I'd like to think, you know, we didn't play our best game. That's the biggest thing. I don't know, you know, whether there's the progress or where we were at. We just didn't play very well. We were disappointed in the way we played. You know, we knew we were playing against a great football team, and we were hoping to, you know, acquit ourselves better, and we didn't do it. So, you know, we'll try to do a better job this time around.
Coach, how much of that had to do with the personnel and those people that you were lacking during that game?
Well, I don't have a percentage on it, but it had to be a factor. You know, obviously we were, you know, we've just been dealing with injuries all year. You know, it started with Terrell Suggs last April, and we've been over, you know, it's just kind of a thing that's been, it's been kind of a theme for us. We've probably played more players than any team in the league extensively, and, you know, that can be a plus, too. That can be something that you can build on. So it's just been the path that we've had, and we've done our best with it.
A lot of times people will say the team that goes the farthest in the playoff is the team that gets hot at the right time. Do you feel like maybe you guys are going to be able to reach that peak and now is your time?
Well, like every team in it, you know, that we're very hopeful that we can play the best in the tournament. You know, whoever plays the best on Saturday is going to win the game, and that'll hold true next week and the week 2 weeks after that. So, you know, that is definitely the key. And that's our goal, just like it is for every team.
After your game, Peyton went with the glove. He's played his last two games with the glove. Any thoughts on that? Impressions?
Yeah. I don't really know much about it. What's the theory on it?
Grip, you know, harder football, slicker football in the cold weather, and you know, with his injury, the last thing that's kind of come is the grip in his right hand.
Okay. Well, it just still makes sense. You know, I hadn't really thought much about it, but Peyton knows what he's doing, and who would I be to question, you know, that? Makes sense to me.
How was the Denver defense able to do such a good job on Ray Rice there in Week 15, and is there something that you guys can do to make sure you get him going on Saturday?
Well, you know, we think we have to be able to have any chance, you know, whether it's run game or pass game or defense or anything. We're just going to have to play better. You know, we're going to have to execute better, you know, block better, tackle better, all the things that, you know, that they did to outplay us in that game, and they deserve the victory, obviously. They played really well. I thought the front did a really nice job, and, you know, just generally speaking, they're very well coached. Up front, at front seven, they're very, very aggressive, very physical. Yeah, tremendous. They do a really good job of technique. And they've got good players, very good players. So, it's a very formidable unit.
Hey, Coach, you're really muffled all of a sudden. Can we?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's okay. We can barely hear.
Is that better? Okay. Is that better now?
It's a little bit better. It's,
okay.
Yeah, all of a sudden it was.
I think that'll work.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. How effective, you know, football-wise, take all the emotional stuff out of it, how effective football-wise do you think Ray Lewis was last week, and can he be more, even more effective this week?
Well, he had 13 tackles, you know, and it wasn't like they were, you know, I mean, anytime you have 13 tackles and they were right around the line of scrimmage, he covered, he did a good job. He played a lot of plays, more plays than we would have liked to have played, and he was out there for all of them. So I think you have to say he was very effective, and, you know, he'll probably be a little bit more better this week, probably knock a little rust off. But you know, Ray's a very good player. You know, I mean, sometimes he gets compared with, you know, what he was 15 years ago, and he's a different player than he was earlier in his career, but he's still a very effective player. He's still one of the better linebackers in the National Football League, even at 37. So, you know, he's a plus for us. There's no question about that.
Coach, do you consider your team an extra emotional team? And I'm not talking just about Ray Lewis. And if so, is it a team that, if it feeds off its emotions, plays a lot better when those emotions are pumped high?
No, I don't think that at all. I think that we have a lot of character. I think we have a lot of heart, you know. I think our guys care about one another tremendously. I think we are truly a team in every sense of the word. I'm very proud of that, and we have a lot of smart players and work very hard at the game. So, you know, I'm not into the generalizations and the stereotypes and all that stuff.
Coach Bolden didn't have his usual game against when you guys played a month ago. What was going on there? Was it just Chris Harris having a good game for the Broncos?
Yeah, I would say that. I would say, you know, I give all credit to the Broncos for that performance. You know, they played well. They played really well, and they earned the victory. You know, I think Harris is a great player. You know, he's really come on this year. He's proven himself. They just got a very complete defense. I mean, they've got a number of stars, but they've got a very complete defense. All the guys that play, even in the set packages, it's just a very impressive group.